Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday.
Nicely done, fellas. It's last Friday of July, the 26th of 2024. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Doctor.
Hello, guys. Hi there. Hello, hey, everybody.
Good morning. Very nice.
Do you guys know anybody who, like, if you ask a question, they tend to ask you questions back instead of answer the question?
Oh, yes.
How do you mean that?
I don't know. I don't know anybody like that, Steve. But anyway,
Jay, you know, you say a lot of words.
It was even worse today, so I had a little computer issue. And the computers, you know, they reset all the time, you know, for safety reasons, whatever it is that they do.
Yeah.
You IT guys. I'm talking over your guys' head. So I went over to the neighbor over here, Scotty, our neighbor. Scotty's a great guy. Scotty, are you pretty familiar with the settings in Adobe? And he's one of those guys that asks questions instead of answering questions. He's like, what would you take to work today? I'm like, do you know Adobe? What'd you have for breakfast? And it's, you know, it's not quite that ridiculous, yeah, but instead of just saying, yeah, I know it, let me take a look at it. Do you know how to adjust the settings for the microphones and the speakers and the audio section? What color underwear you got on? I'm like, dude, do you know how to fix it? It's really easy. Yes, no, let me take a look at it. But he's one of those guys who has to ask 50 questions. You're talking about Adobe Photography or Adobe Paint? You're talking about, well, what medium are we in?
Yeah. We're not painting houses.
No, we're not. No. Too hot, Warren. Too hot.
And you lost your ladder.
Oh, geez. And I lost my ladder. I don't know where the thing is.
Yeah, I don't know where the ladder's at.
But he fixed it, I think, guys. So let's give him a round of applause.
Oh, yeah. We just Adobe him.
Okay.
Adobe.
Warren, thanks for the popcorn.
You're welcome.
Love the dollar store popcorn. That stuff is the best. What is the brand on that? Do we know?
Brill.
Yeah, brims.
Oh, brims, yeah. Oh, yeah, fill it to the rim with brim.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, see, that's it. Yeah, that stuff is good, very addicting. We have all kinds of food today. We have the donuts from you fellas. We have the rhubarb crisp made by my wife yesterday.
Hey, what? Going to have some of that.
Yep, have all you want, guys.
Okay. You bring the vanilla ice cream with that?
We have ice cream, yes.
Soft serve.
Soft serve ice cream to try a new drink.
Oh, the lemonade thing?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Is that the soft serve ice cream in a carton?
It is. Yeah, the Blue Bunny.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought, well, how do they do that?
Chemicals.
Same, Warren.
Chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, now that I've thought about it, I don't know. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I saw that the other day.
It's kind of cool, though, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got that thing to do, and did I miss something? Popcorn, donuts, rhubarb crisp. The lemon drink.
Coffee. I think that's plenty.
I mean,
I think that's it.
That could get us to like 6:30.
I mean, there's always coffee.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, coffee. Oh, yeah.
Coffee.
Warren's got a new haircut, guys.
I do.
Let's go. He what does. Do you think of that, huh?
Wow, I didn't even notice.
Man.
Yeah, very sharp.
Boy, I tell you.
Thank you.
Sharp-dressed man.
Sharp as a bowling ball.
Is that a vacation, soon-to-be vacation haircut?
Affirmative.
Okay. So you don't go on vacation for like 2 weeks, though.
Well, I know.
So what are you thinking about the hair timing?
Well, I don't know exactly. Excuse me. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Might have to get another
trim. Are you plugged in your nose?
Well, I wasn't. All of a sudden. I'm okay now.
Well, it's after you walked in.
Yeah, he might be allergic to you.
Oh.
It's your aftershave.
Yeah.
You just wink at him?
I did not shave or do anything after. So there should be no odor. Well, there could be odor, but there would not be good odor.
It could be that chocolate-covered donut I ate.
Oh, maybe that's on plugged air. You up, the donut? Yeah, that'll do her. Yeah, every time. Raise your hand if you showered today.
Well,
guess at home.
Last night.
Kevin, today. Anytime this week.
Today means today.
I'm just raising my hand.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You've been to a lot of archery competitions, Warren, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a kid.
You know why you have been?
Why?
Because you're on the straight and arrow.
Kevin James.
Straight and arrow. Straight and arrow.
Excuse me.
Don't make it better. Yeah.
Excuse me.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Well, hello, Kevin James. Right
hello,
there.
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Howdy, everybody.
Howdy.
How are we doing?
Pretty good. I mean, it's a beautiful morning. It's one of those mornings, again, where I didn't want to come inside.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, it's so nice outside. I just want to be outside. I almost asked if we could do the show out there.
Bruce, did you look at the temperature at your house today?
Yeah, it's 40 degrees.
40 degrees.
I had 44.
I saw that. I was like, I saw there was multiple reports of 40 to 45 in there north. And I thought, holy smokes, that's a...
Well, maybe it was when I was sitting in my car that I thought it was so nice.
Yeah, that's a little cool.
It is.
But no one's probably going to complain after... Nope. I mean, yesterday was the first day of the month that we were below normal as a high temperature. That's a long run.
Yeah,
it is a long run. Considering it's the 26th.
Yeah, considering the month is over. Yeah,
right.
Well, so you just kind of sat and enjoyed the cool, fresh, non-smoky air?
Yeah, it was just nice in the car. I was just sitting there thinking, man, had the window down. And I thought, boy, I'd sure like to just do a show outside today.
Yeah.
Well, sorry we couldn't accommodate that.
I know,
for you,
we
buddy.
Haven't. We just don't have that set up. We should have it set up though.
So it's just like a drive up, and there's like a studio,
an outdoor studio.
Yeah. Just flip a switch and say we're going on outside today.
Right.
Like, whatever. Like we have that little building out there.
Oh, you know how they roll turf in, like on some of the indoor football fields. Like they roll the turf's all like in one piece, and they just roll it in.
Yeah.
We could have an indoor studio that we just roll outside.
That'd be cool.
We'll put it in that building down there.
Push a button.
Push a button, it goes outside.
Retractable roof?
Yeah, hello. Look at Steve. Yeah, retractable roof.
Oh, geez, thanks.
Get that done, Steve.
Oh.
You didn't know that was coming, did you?
He hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
No, but I cut it. No sense of or had it cut.
Nearly had his head crushed by a tractor. Live the good life, love the good wife. Always help someone in trouble. Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
It's not true.
Warren.
Hi, Warren.
Strong. Hello and hi. Good Friday morning, everyone.
What's on your mind today?
My mind? Parade tomorrow? In Deer Park.
Parade tomorrow. Somebody just asked about that.
Settlers Days.
Yeah.
I'll be towing one of the class of 1974 float through the parade tomorrow.
Very nice. So towing it, what are you towing it with?
My pickup.
Okay.
And then...
Is the float broke down?
No, it's actually, you know what? It's just a hay wagon.
Okay. And then they decorate a little
bit. Yeah. Bales on it.
Very good.
That's actually funny, Kevin.
Yeah.
Some of them can
drive. It always happens. It was always a thing at the Lilac Parade.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be marching or whatever when the band, I was in the high school band, you're marching, and then next thing you know, they'd be like, we've got a delay. The Liberty float is broke down waiting for assistance.
Oh, man. Those Liberty floats.
Oh, but, man, I'm telling you.
But you did practice that walking in and marching in place thing.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah, you had to practice that
beforehand. Yep. And if you fell out of line at all while you were marching in place.
So if you got stalled out, you would march in place? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh man.
They're still doing this.
Still playing songs, man. The whole deal.
In your mind, I hate that Liberty float.
That's it.
Classic Liberty float.
And some of the guys that delivered food to the food drive, some of our coffee buddies.
Yeah.
Three of them and myself will be doing the opening ceremony at the, you know, singing the Star Spangled Banner.
At Settlers Day?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Whoa. What? Where and when is this occurrence?
Let's see. What time does the parade start?
Bruce? I don't know. You're asking.
Starts at 10.
You're asking.
Probably 11-ish o'clock.
Okay.
The opening ceremonies are after the parade?
Yeah. Yes. Down at the park.
Interesting timing.
Because what happens there with the ceremony? Like, what's after the parade?
They do that, and then there's entertainment, and then they give away trophies for the different floats and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I suppose it just gets everybody to the park the one time instead of going to the park for the anthem, then the parade, then coming
right.
back.
Right. So yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Right.
So you're competing with the Olympics.
Yes.
The Olympics are competing with Settlers Day.
We've been there longer.
Entertainment, are you referring to yourself? Other entertainment?
Other entertainment. We used to be. Todd and Gary and I did for many years, but not anymore.
Wow. That's awesome. Huh. Well, I hope somebody takes a video. I'd love to see your performance.
Okay.
Bruce. Oh. So you're the one.
Are you going to be down there, Bruce, with your classmates?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, Bruce. Unless something tragic happens. Do you know something he doesn't know?
Nah.
I don't.
And then I want to take, there's a car show too.
Okay.
I want to take the car. But Monty, can you drive my car up there? I can't.
You can't do both. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Monty, he could tow. Why don't you tow your car up there? And then when you get there, Bruce can drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could. I probably could.
Look at us. Your car.
Yeah. What a great. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to be in the parade, so.
Yeah.
Steve's not busy.
Hey, Steve. Have you ever driven a 1957 Ford?
Oh, but I'll sure try.
Okay. It's easy.
That's scary. Either you do or you don't. You don't try.
They're not overwhelming because when you get in them, they're simple.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like when you get in a new car, you get in some of these new cars and you're like, nah,
spaceship.
I don't know what's
yeah,
what.
Yeah, like a spaceship.
Yeah, you just get in that old boy and you're like, this is fine.
Yeah, you start it and put it in drive and go.
Yeah.
Is that, it a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. It's a boy. Ray.
Ray?
Okay. His name is Ray.
Ray of Sunshine?
Yep.
Wow. Sure.
You can call me Ray.
You can call me Jay.
Monty. As far as the actual employer.
I work at a...
That's Monty. Oh, that's me.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
Are you mumbling?
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal.
Bruce.
Yes, there we go. You're a toy guy.
Yeah, I gotta acknowledge everyone. Oh, there's Kevin.
Yeah, bring out the crab,
Monty.
Bruce.
Kevin. Okay, enough. There's enough of that.
Yeah.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, and oh, excuse me. Good morning, Spokane!
Wow. Look at him go.
Whew, I need to breathe after that.
By the way, 37 degrees just south of Pullman.
Ernie. Kevin.
There we go.
Oh. Nice. I mean, good for people who are fighting the fires.
Yeah,
well, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that's the good news.
For sure.
And they always say that. You're like, well, the cooler weather. And I'm sounding dumb.
Nope.
Is that because firefighters want it cooler? I get that. But it doesn't really stop the fire.
I think it.
The wind's not blowing. That helps.
That helps. 100%. I get that part. But the cooler temperature.
I think it just does.
It just.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's still real dry.
Yeah.
Yes, now they've confused everyone.
Yep. Now you could call Mr. Mark.
Maybe
he would
a
know.
Higher moisture content in the air when it's cooler.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like that could be it.
That's possible.
Yeah, that might be it. Yeah.
It's possible.
Let's just say that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Good job, Monty.
Yeah.
You know
Thank
what?
You, Monty.
I have over here an Olympic scoreboard. 1 point for Monty.
All right. I'll take it.
Somebody's going to get a gold medal at the end of the show today. So Monty is up 1-0.
Oh, and this just in, tomorrow at the Settlers Parade. The rider races.
Huh? What?
I am Bruce Almighty.
Hello. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
I'll say.
I am Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, let's hear it for him.
Bruce.
Yeah.
How are you, Brewster?
I'm pretty good this morning.
Good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking.
You look like you got something to say to me.
No,
you
want
to just get it out of your system.
No. He does, doesn't he?
All day has just kept looking over here at me with a little smirk. And I'm like,
I've noticed that.
What do you got for me, Bruce?
I have nothing yet.
Nothing yet. Nothing yet.
I can live with that.
That thing is sure to change, Kevin.
Yeah, that's right.
You know that's happening. Well, he's already staring at you because your hat's on the wrong way. So.
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah,
yes.
Starting with that.
It's irksome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't like you don't like the backwards hat, Bruce?
No, that's not kosher.
It's irksome.
That's not the way it works.
Hats are made to be forward to protect your head from the sun.
Doesn't the umpire wear his backwards, though?
He does.
Yeah, because of the mask.
And for purpose. Right. And see, and that's kind of mine. Like when I wear it frontwards.
Mm-hmm. Frontwards.
Forwards.
Or proper, as you would call it, Bruce. I don't like it.
You hit your headphones on there.
And then I always, it's right by the mic.
Some of us a little more skillful than others, apparently.
Yeah. That's right.
And I'll just say it, I like it backwards.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Warren, who's in the dunk tank at Settlers Days?
Don't think there is one.
Website says there is, unless this is.
What?
It says July 27th, 2024. One ball for $3, balls for $5. And
I hope it's Joel Ryder.
Me too.
Yes.
Ditto.
Oh. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Big plans this afternoon, Bruce. Probably all the shopping and stuff.
Kevin James.
Oh, I got to take a nap.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, we can't forget the most important.
Hello, my name is
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
Yeah.
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's
Producer
true.
Producer Steve.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
There he is. Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. That was a little remix there. Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, that's insane.
Producer Steve.
You know, Jay, I thought the same thing today that you thought yesterday.
Which was?
Boy, it's kind of cold out here.
Well, it's kind of legit.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still kind of cold. I got a little, my hairs are standing up a little.
Yeah, a little chill in the air.
Yeah. But we'll survive. I'm excited for the Olympics today. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Opening ceremonies.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
And just to prove that all things are connected, gentlemen.
Hello.
Steve loves orange soda. It just said it.
Yeah. Right.
Steve yesterday drank an exorbitant amount of orange soda.
He really did.
Because it was purchased for him and delivered by Roberta.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you, Roberta.
PM1. And Roberta's nephew is Brandon, who's the first one up in the dunk tank.
Really?
Oh. All things are connected.
Oh, cool. Yep. Wow. Yeah.
How about that?
3 degrees.
Right? Yeah. Who here has done a dunk tank? Who's been on one?
I have
Monty
been in
has.
One. Yep.
Okay, Jay has.
Yep.
Warren and Bruce?
Negative. No, thanks.
Steve?
I have not.
Oh, we can change that.
I bet you could.
Yeah. Always loved the dunk tank. The worst part about it was it was in North Dakota. Yeah, and it was like, oh, it's a fair. It's always so hot. And it was one of those cold snaps where it came through and it was about 50 with about a 30-mile-an-hour wind and hose water. I was like, bro,
Jay,
this is insane.
Same thing. Oh. We did it at the Fall Festival in Harrington.
Never warm enough.
It was so cold and just windy that day. And I'm like, ugh. And I also did not realize how exhausting it would be to climb back up and get on that stupid thing every
while you're smiling
5 seconds
while you're laughing and going,
yeah,
hey, good
shot. Sure, here we go.
And
back
every
up the
single
ladder.
Person does the same thing, you know, they miss, then they run up and they hit it with their hand.
Yeah, that's,
that does sound fun.
Oh man,
we should get you in it.
The TV station was out there when I was in North Dakota. They were out there and they're like, hey, oh look at this. Jay from the Morning Show is in the dunk tank, and he's having a ball. How's it going, Jay? It's really good. It's such a great cause.
You're like the little kids in a swimming pool. Is it cold? No.
Lips are blue.
Yeah, their lips are blue.
Oh, man. All right, fellas, let's get to an audio vault, see what we got going today. Well, it's Friday. You know what that means. There's got to be an Alexa joke in there.
Oh, boy.
Got to be.
Where do chocolate and peanuts meet up? At the candy bar.
Oh. Alexa, stop it.
Oh, no, seriously, stop it. No, I'm not kidding. I want you to
see,
stop.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
You guys are fired up about the Olympics? Raise your hand if you're excited about the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Warren So-So, Monty So-So, Bruce does. No, Bruce is not. He's not excited. Steve's excited. Kevin, did you raise your hand?
How do you not? I'm so mad at Bruce. How do you not love our country?
You didn't raise your hand either, though.
Yeah,
you're not even proud of the United States of America because no one can. I could just gonna say that I saw it.
Yeah,
you know, I was just gonna say I wasn't gonna use that energy that I might need later today to raise my hand.
Oh wow, yeah, there's a lot.
I like the rifle competition.
Okay, well that's still the Olympics.
What is it?
Still there.
I mean,
very disappointed.
So the comedian Gottfried, he loves the Olympics.
I am proud to be an American, yo. But during the Olympics, though, I am so arrogant. Listen, I hate other countries. Just during the Olympics, during those 3 weeks, don't look at me if you're not from America, right? I don't care. I want to take the gold in everything. Even that dumb they do.
Yeah.
I'm like, take it!
Yelling at the TV for sports you don't understand.
100%. You're like, I don't even know if that's legal or the rules, but this is a great event. We better win it. That's tough. I could not agree more.
Yeah, Brewster, that surprises me that you're not an Olympics guy.
Well, I forget about it. And all of a sudden, it's
next thing you know, it's over. And you're like, how do we do?
It is a bummer that it's 2 weeks and it's gone.
Yeah.
Bruce, do you think in the summer games, do you think hockey is an event in the summer games?
It seems like it wouldn't be.
It seems like it wouldn't be, but it is.
It is?
Yeah, hockey,
Field hockey.
Just hockey. I don't know if it's field or otherwise. It just says hockey. And I'm like, well, maybe it's because
real
it's,
stuff.
I think it's because it's out of their season. It may make more sense.
You Yeah.
Can't go during the season. Oh, well, seems to be
that's
silly.
True.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know what? We'll do a little quiz later of what sports are actually in the Olympics.
Oh, good idea.
And if you guys can get them right, I'll give you a point towards your gold medal today.
Right. Nice.
I think I'm up to speed on who will be playing in the Olympics, like Zags that are in the Olympics.
Oh, that's nice. That's good, Kev.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Are there? Okay, see, so I'm probably not up to speed like I should be.
I'm up to speed, and then Steve says there's a lot. I am not up to speed.
I didn't know who all ended up making it. That's what I don't know.
Are you talking about any country or just specifically?
Any country.
Any country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Please tell me, Steve.
Well, like Andrew Nemhard.
Andrew Nemhard, Kelly Olynyk.
Right, yeah.
Team Canada.
Yeah, Canadian
and,
basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne Ingem. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Oh, Yvonne Ingem, yes.
Ingem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm being very bad. I didn't think of the women's side.
Yeah, I think there's some people in the 3-on-3 competition, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Mark Few, of course.
Right. Oh, yeah. Heard of him. Yeah.
USA. Heard of him, yeah.
So yeah, there's quite
USA,
a few.
USA. 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 One too many. Okay.
Sorry.
Gymnastics is in the Olympics. Do you guys like gymnastics in the Olympics?
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch.
It is.
I think they're amazing athletes.
The weird part, of course, you know, is the scoring. You know, it's not, how do you score it? It's just up to opinion, you know?
Yeah. Gymnastics is a sport.
No, it's not. Can you play defense?
No, but you keep scoring, the most points wins.
So Family Feud is a sport?
Wow. I kind of got him there.
And Megan Maroney was asked a question about songwriting, and here's what she had to say.
I just write about my life. Usually a situation happens, whether it's good or bad or whatever it is, and then I just put it to words.
Yeah, that's
there it is.
That's how it works. Yeah.
And when you have that voice, it just works.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Warren.
Think of how a song would be for Monty Tureski.
Oh, man.
This is about my life.
About his life, and then he puts it to words.
Oh, boy.
Earlier today, Steve goes...
I ran over my brother with a car.
Well, it's more like I was the one being run over.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Wait, no, there was that one time.
Was it Payback?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well... retribution, man.
Right.
You know? You know what? Don't run somebody over. Don't run a family member over the car fooling around and then not expect to get run over yourself.
That's right. Fact.
I think these are the lessons we learned from the Audio Vault on a Friday. It is the 26th day of July, 2024. Was it a Chevrolet?
Nova 2.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
No. When I was in Mexico, I took a picture of a group of people that were in the pool
that...
reminded me of all my Harrington friends.
Kevin James.
All my Harrington friends have settled down.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
After we get done with catchphrase here, we're going to qualify somebody for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. So hold on, at the very end of the game, we'll do that.
Let's do that.
$5,000, that's a whole lot of money.
It is, absolutely.
Wow, by 10.
A little catchphrase brought to you by Axiom Painting. Let's see how we do here today. Kevin has chosen the teams. Kevin, what are the teams today?
Well, I went with the Zag Boys because Warren and I have Zag shirts on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's a good idea.
We're together, and then we just thought, well, there's this little man in between us.
Oh, okay.
And we don't want to leave him out, so he's on our team. Bruce, Warren, Kevin, and then it'll be Jay, Monty, and producer Steve.
All producers.
Producer.
Producer.
Producer Steve.
Yo.
All right, you guys ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
All right, which one of you guys is going to give the clues?
Can I make a suggestion?
I
was going to say, can I make a suggestion on that?
I mean, I wanted to see if Warren chimed in because he does pretty well.
He does a good job with the clues. I'm not going to lie.
I was thinking about it.
Kevin, if you don't use some of those clues, save them, and maybe we might need them later. So
if you don't mind. Jay, it looks like I don't think I'll get through this stack.
It's a big stack. it's a large stack of
cards.
Just
guessing.
Yeah. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Kevin will give you as many clues. There's no limit on guesses. Just continue to guess if you'd like. If you're wrong, no big deal. We'll keep score, and here we go.
Okay.
Late night talk show host, not Johnny Carson.
Jimmy Kimmel.
The other guy.
David Letterman.
Stupid, yes. Oh, nice. He was a painter? I don't know. Pass.
Van Gogh. There we go.
This is a place, it's not where Yogi Bear hangs out. The Yogi Bear hangs out in what?
Jellystone Park.
But yeah, the other one.
Yellowstone Park.
Nice. These are little candies, Taste the Rainbow. Marshawn Lynch ate them all the time and threw them in the stands.
Skittles.
Wow.
Thank you, Bruce.
This is a game where little bars drop down, and then you turn them, and they all link together.
Shoot.
Say it. It's that game.
Pixel. No, not Pixel.
Dang it.
I can't think of the name of it.
Dang it. Pass.
This is painful. I almost had it again.
He's married to Faith Hill.
Tim.
McBraw.
That'll work.
That was a team effort on that.
That was good.
This is what you use to get gravy out of a
ladle.
Yeah.
Nice. And that's it.
We're done already?
Five.
Five and a pass.
Well,
are we done already?
Five and two passes.
Two passes.
So Tetris. Tetris, right?
Yeah,
Tetris. Aristotle.
He wasn't
an artist.
No, it's also clearly a
card written by Steve. I couldn't remember what Aristotle did.
Astronomer?
He was married He was married to Mrs. Kennedy.
Huh.
Different one.
All right.
What?
I know.
Don't even.
Onassis.
Yeah. Okay.
Get it, Onassis.
It's so deep that.
Aristotle Onassis.
Yeah. All right, let's see how we do, Steve. We got 60 seconds on the clock. Steve has to give clues because he wrote the cards.
Oh, gotcha.
Here we go, Monty.
All right.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Here we go. This is an animal that likes candy. Very popular on
Coyote.
Our show.
Charlie the Coyote.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. You would go here to buy things at a cheap price.
Dollar Store.
People have it at their homes.
Amazon?
No, where they sell their own things.
Oh, garage sale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Wrestler who's retiring this year. He's in movies.
Hulk Hogan? No.
The wrestler? It's John Cena.
Yep. This is a country in South America. They hosted the Olympics, I think.
Colombia?
Brazil.
Yep. Here's a story of a lovely lady.
Brady Bunch. No.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Country artist. She is married to a hockey player.
Carrie Underwood.
Yep. Arcade game.
Donkey Kong. Pac-Man.
Yep. Pac-Man. Oh, very nice. This is what you would find at the front of a store where they...
Checkout, cashier.
Done already?
Oh, okay, I had you guys at five.
Seven was the total. Seven with no passes.
That's 6J, 1 Monty.
It's all right. Team, man. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, and that last one was cash register.
Cash register. I don't know if that got in at the buzzer or not.
But it did not.
According to Kevin, that was just barely five. I
may have lost track. It just seemed like it was a tie.
Kevin, you want to do 60 seconds to see how much we can do as a group? You want to give clues or you want me to give clues?
Sure, I can give clues.
Okay, Kevin, this is an all play. Let's see
all
how we can do as a group.
Is
here we
go. An all play?
Everybody's
oh,
in.
Everybody. Is it an all play?
Yeah.
All play.
Is it an all play?
It's an all play.
You guys get that joke?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
3, 2, 1.
It's one of the greatest in Pictionary.
Aristotle
like
and us.
Everybody always asks.
Is this an all play?
Here we go. Oh, I get no respect.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah.
This
Sylvester.
He's going to be hosting the Olympics. He's a rapper.
It's Snoop Dogg.
Yes. What is he? Snoop. This is what blows out of a cannon and it falls.
Cannonball.
Confetti.
Confetti. She's the greatest female basketball player right now.
Everybody
talks about her.
Caitlin Clark?
Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
Wow.
This is something that you squeeze and its juice comes out. Thank you.
Nice, Monty.
This is what you use to look up things on the internet.
Google.
A browser?
Google is correct.
Dictionary.
Jeez
Louise.
He's not the super one, but he is a hero. And
Bruce Hodgson.
Also
Batman.
Could be, but he's got 8 legs.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Nice. Crazy.
Patsy Cline.
I'm crazy for feeling
so lonely.
We got it. Keep going.
Oh, thanks. Tupperware is a...
bowl.
Pain in the butt.
We might have ran out of time.
Something that I usually lose the lid of.
You have to burp it.
Storage container.
Something that you find at yard sales.
There you go.
Not bad, guys. We had 8, which is the same that we had, Monty. So good job.
You're welcome.
I did enjoy the Sylvester Stallone.
I know, right off the bat I said that.
I get no respect. Sly Stallone!
I've been watching that new show of his that's on. I can't think of the name of it.
Sylvester Stallone show?
Really? Yeah.
Only, family.
Is it family of his family? Stallone. Or is it of the? Or is he an actor
He's
in
an
it?
Actor in
oh,
it. Yeah.
Oh, the Tulsa King.
Tulsa King. Yep. That's good.
There's only one word left, Jay, and I've given it to Bruce to see if he can get us to guess
okay.
It.
Bruce, go ahead.
Go for it, Bruce.
A mighty fine meat that you put on a sandwich.
Ham.
Turkey.
Cheddar. Cheddar.
Cheddar.
Ham and cheddar. I was just like.
Ham.
Tuna.
Made out
pastrami.
Of all the leftover animal parts.
Oh,
hot dog.
Head cheese.
Bologna.
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 It's a mighty fine meat.
It's a mighty fine meat.
I don't remember that part in the song.
Neither.
My mighty meat. Bologna. My mighty fine meat has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. My mighty fine meat has a second name. It's M-E-Y-R.
Cheddar meat.
Cheddar meat. Gosh darn it.
So only mustard on bologna or mustard mayo?
Gotta have mayo on everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just mayo only for me on a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
Just mayo only?
Oh. Yeah.
Steve?
Oh, you don't even need to have condiments.
Wow.
Bread?
What? Just bread? Slices of bread?
Bologna and white bread. This kid.
How about
and some
up
water. Around. Lots of water, apparently.
Yeah. Gotta stay hydrated.
Around. How about rolling it up around a dill pickle?
Oh.
You're out of control.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.